This is New Orleans Public Radio News. I'm Carl Lengel. A federal appeals court says it will take a second look at an emotionally fraught lawsuit governing the adoption of Native American children. In August, a three-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the Indian Child Welfare Act of 1978. The law gives preference to Native American families in foster care and adoption proceedings involving American Indian children. It was a defeat for non-Indian adoptive families in multiple states. On Thursday, the New Orleans-based court said a majority of its active judges have voted to rehear the case. It means Native American tribes and the federal government will again have to defend the law, which they say is critical to protect and preserve Native American culture and families. A hearing date has not been set. Republican businessman Eddie Rasponi is raking in more campaign cash after becoming the lone GOP contender in the Louisiana governor's race against Democratic incumbent John Bel Edwards. Rasponi had largely self-financed his campaign in the primary, but that's changing since he reached the November 16th runoff. Finance reports filed Wednesday night show Rasponi raised just under $3 million from donors in the latest period through October 27th. That's nearly double the $1.6 million he raised during the prior year. Rasponi also increased his personal campaign loans to $12 million, adding another $500,000 of his own cash. Edwards raised $5.2 million over the same period. Rasponi had $2.3 million in the bank compared to Edwards' $1.5 million. Outside groups are also spending millions on the race. Early voting continues through Saturday. Parish officials in Louisiana say their computer systems were attacked by hackers that may have originated in Russia, causing a precautionary shutdown of the network. The attack on the St. James Parish's network was discovered Sunday, prompting a special cyber task force and Louisiana State Police to try to stop the attempted hack. Parish President Timmy Russell says investigators told officials to shut down the network to stop the cyber attack from spreading. He says the network could be back up by Friday. Russell says the attack was similar to a phishing scheme used to lock down computers within the Tangipahoa Parish School Board in July. Prior to the Tangipahoa attack, three other public school systems were hacked, causing Governor John Bel Edwards to declare an emergency. All eyes are on Tuscaloosa this weekend for the biggest game in college football, and the LSU Traveling Tigers are making the trip as well. According to alumni engagement travel manager Allie Brooks, the trip sold out in July. Brooks says they'll load up buses tomorrow morning in Baton Rouge and hit the road.
We'll caravan to the Birmingham Marriott, which is actually the team hotel. So we're super excited to support the team, not only at the game, but also as we send them off the game on Saturday. We'll head out to Tuscaloosa.
Traffic is expected to be intense. College game day will be broadcasting from the campus, and security will also be slowing things down as President Trump is in attendance at the game. President and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce of West Alabama, Jim Page, says extra time is something all game day revelers need to account for.
Get to Tuscaloosa, get to downtown, get to campus as early as you possibly can so that you can beat the traffic. If you can come in on Friday, that's great, but certainly coming early Saturday, then be prepared to stay a little longer than normal.
As the election for governor enters the final stretch, both candidates, Governor John Bel Edwards and GOP challenger Eddie Rasponi, are reporting big increases in campaign donations. Paul Braun reports from Baton Rouge.
These are the first reports submitted since primary voters whittled the race down to two candidates, and they show Rasponi benefiting from being the only Republican in the contest. For the first time since announcing his candidacy, Rasponi brought in more money from donations than personal loans. The Baton Rouge businessman declared a little less than $3 million in contributions, nearly doubling his total. Rasponi also chipped in another $1 million of his own money since earning a spot in the runoff. So far, he has self-financed his campaign to the tune of $12.5 million. Governor John Bel Edwards once again outraised Rasponi during the reporting period, bringing in $5.2 million in a little more than a month. The Democratic incumbent is also spending more. Edwards spent more than $6 million in the period, mostly on TV ads. Rasponi spent $3.8 million. These reports cut off on October 27th, and even more money is expected to pour in as the race garners increased national attention. And these figures don't take into account all the outside spending from super PACs. In Baton Rouge, I'm Paul Braun.
It's day two at New Orleans' new airport, and State Transportation Secretary Sean Wilson says the traffic's moving pretty well.
I just looked at my Google map, and there was no red at that intersection, which is a good thing.
Transportation officials are monitoring the Loyola exit off I-10 and the terminal's access off Loyola and Veterans into the terminal. There's an interview posted on WWNO.org with Secretary Wilson that aired this afternoon. 295,000 people showed up to early vote through the first 4 days, putting the state on pace to potentially have the highest ever early voting total for a non-federal election. JMC Analytics pollster John Cuvillon expects early voting to account for roughly a third of all votes cast in this election, with the overall participation in the runoff eclipsing the primary.
I'm predicting about a 1.5 million voter turnout, or just over 50%, when it was 46% total voter turnout in the primary.
Cuvillon expects nearly 500,000 early votes to be cast. For New Orleans Public Radio News, I'm Carl Lengel.